Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
Yeah, today we're going to help out Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad you guys picked me. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Ben. Let's start at the beginning. How did the two of you meet?
Well, we met on Tinder, as you do nowadays. Things moved like really quickly from there. We messaged a couple of times back and forth. After about the fourth time, we already had that date set up.
So what did you guys do?
He lives really close by me, so we agreed to take a walk to get to know each other. You know, he loves dogs, and so I was like, I'm going to bring my little buddy with me.
How'd it go?
I thought it was great, to be honest. Nice. Like, we had such a great conversation. We had a good time, at least I think. You know, I was actually a little bit upset that, you know, we didn't go to dinner. I was kind of putting out those vibes, but he didn't pick him up.
So it was like a walk date. Just like a what do you call it, a quick date?
Pre-date.
A pre-date. Yeah, that's what Chantel calls it. So how long ago was the pre-date?
I want to say it was probably like 3 weeks ago now. Like, it's been a long time, but, you know, I'm hoping that this is just like a simple, like, miscommunication issue.
Yeah. I mean, is that why you think he isn't calling you back?
If I had to guess, like, we're at just different stages in our lives. Like, he's got a full-time job and I'm still in school.
That could be a big difference.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, I feel like in my dating life, that's kind of been
an issue.
It's like just different stages of life.
Well, Vanessa, let's get Ben's number from you. Let's play a song and we'll just call him up and we're going to ask him why he's not calling you back, okay?
Great, thanks.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9. Number one for all the hits, it's John and Chantel helping out Vanessa. Vanessa and Ben met online and you know what they decided to do? They went for a walk together. Nice little pre-date. She was kind of bummed that dinner wasn't involved, but that's what the next date is always for.
Mm-hmm.
But there hasn't been a next date yet. Ben's not calling Vanessa back. Vanessa, did I get that right?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
We're going to call up Ben right now. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
Got it.
Cool.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ben?
This is he. Who's this?
Hi, Ben. My name is John, and with me is Chantel. We do a morning show together on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. Got a few minutes just to be on the radio with us?
I've actually heard of you guys, of course. And, nice. You know, I know what you're up to. I got this.
You got this? Well, we're calling about your...
I got this.
You got this. We're calling about your date with Vanessa. So let's do it. Like, tell us about the date. How'd it go?
It was okay. You know, I actually, look, she seems like a really cool girl and she's definitely driven, which to me is a huge plus. It's very sexy when a girl's got like a career that she's driving towards and she's got her own thing going on. And she seemed genuinely interested in what I was saying and what I was up to. So I thought it was awesome. We connected on a personal level in a way that was great for a first date walk, you know?
Yeah. Did anything awkward happen on the date?
I mean, listen, nothing awkward, I wouldn't say, but I would say there was something that was like a little disrespectful.
Oh.
Like, did she disrespect you?
Oh, no. Sorry, not disrespectful to me. She was polite to me and nice. But she wasn't really all that, respectful or thoughtful of the neighborhood she was in and her community. She had this cute little dog and he was definitely, was pooping. So he pooped quite a bit and she would look down at it and just would keep going. Like, she knew it. She clocked it, but she would just keep walking.
So it was on purpose. It wasn't like a not paying attention kind of thing, but you happened to notice it.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I literally questioned her. I said, hey, you're going to pick that up? And she was like, oh, you know, it's good for the grass.
What?
Oh, come on.
And then
on.
She didn't have any bags with her. Yeah, she said, oh, it's good for the grass anyway.
No.
I was like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. Trust me.
I hear you.
When I had dogs in my yard, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's messed up, so I take it like that's the thing that's bothering you, but it's bothering you enough not to call her back?
It's not just about picking a poop. It's about, like, what that is a character flaw. It's kind of like a selfish, almost narcissistic in the sense that she's like, well, it's not my problem. It's not a big deal. And she just isn't really, there's something missing in that sort of human, you know, respect department. I don't know, I think.
Right.
So it's something bigger than the poop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Guilty as charged. I definitely do that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Ben, Vanessa. Hi. Yeah, hi. Vanessa's listening in. Go ahead, hi. Vanessa, please.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. No one's ever complained about that.
What? No one's ever, because you've been on walks with people and they're like, oh, yeah, no, she's cool. She leaves poop. I think it's a bit weird because, first of all, the reason no one's complained is that no one knows it's you because you do this, like, hit and run, drive by. You just, like, leave it.
A poop and run.
Like,
poop and run.
No, I hear you. I mean, I don't know why it bothers you so much, but, like, will it make you feel better if I start picking it up?
I think it'd make everyone feel better.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on.
Yes,
okay.
Everyone.
Like, Vanessa, you reached out to us. You obviously want to see Ben again, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And Ben, if Vanessa starts, you know, picking up the dog poop and she heard you and she's like, okay, I get what you're saying. It's like the shopping cart test that, you know, people talk about too. Like, are you willing to go on another date?
I really like her. I think she's really sweet. I think she's cool. So here's the deal. I guess I'm happy to do that if you will actually pick up the poop, even when I'm not there. How about that?
I promise I'll start. I'll log on to Amazon and order some dog bags. I promise.